It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. The Lansing City Council approved a 2015 fiscal year budget totaling $118 million. On Monday night, the budget debate was less intense than in recent years since the city did not face a deficit. Here to review what's in next year's budget and to discuss other business, including a planned move by the LPD and other city-related business, Council Member Carol Wood. Hi, Carol.
Hi, good morning.
This was the first Lansing budget since 2005 without a deficit. A nice break from tradition for you?
Absolutely. You know, we have watched declining services as well as vacant positions not being filled and reducing our workforce. And as many of the listeners understand, you know, we are a service organization. And so we produce a service. And without those people to do it, that means less is being done for them in their neighborhoods.
Did that actually free up time for you to focus on other issues that in past years you've been preoccupied with how to close a deficit?
Well, as your listeners might not know, when the mayor does bring us a budget, it is balanced. So what we're looking at are the choices that he's made to balance that budget. And we look and determine whether that's the way we want to have that budget balanced. And are there other ways? You know, I think this budget allowed us a little more time to look at how we were budgeting for the future. We went through some fiscal sustainability classes that actually the chamber asked us to be involved in along with MSU. We did those in March. We spent almost 10 hours going over other communities' budgets and long-range plans and how many communities are looking at budgets on a multi-year facet from anywhere from 2 to 5 years, looking at our capital improvement budget and looking at how other communities are putting that together with making sure that there are responses as to what those capital improvements will do and how in the long term you're making judgments to spend those dollars. So it wasn't just a matter of just looking at the budget. It was looking at new ideas for budgeting in the future.
Sounds like a constructive experience.
It was, you know, and I think one of the things that we took from that was, again, looking for best practices for capital improvements. We received a great deal of information about other communities, and some of the best practices is justifying the need for the project, explaining the relationship to other projects, the cost of submitting the total package, detailed budget, estimating what the annual income would be or the estimating the operating costs. You know, sometimes we'll say we're going to add a portion of a river trail, but are we asking ourselves what will be the long-term upkeep of that? And when we're looking at replacement values, have you put that in the budget for the future? And so those were some of the questions that we were asked to really look at. Again, looking at projections of revenues as well as expenses for the next 5 years and seeing what trends are out there.
It's a multi-year mentality, more so than in the past.
More so than in the past. You know, we have been having to deal with, again, as you started the top of the show with, cuts year after year after year, and you were trying to figure out where to make another cut. Now what we're looking at is if you stay stable, what are some of the things that you can look at as the economy starts to increase?
Perhaps because there was less debate on the budget, a couple of other items at Monday night's meeting were addressed at some length. You and Jody Washington were the only two on the council voting against a proposal moving the Lansing Police Department's North Precinct operation to the Hill Center. What don't you like about that?
Well, first of all, I think we talked about it just a few minutes ago. One of the things that we were asked to do as part of the budget process with the capital improvements was ask a series of questions. You know, we have spent a great deal of taxpayer dollars renovating the South Precinct as well as the North Precinct. These are rental properties that we're walking away from. Those are taxpayer dollars. We're looking at Also doing renovations on the Hill Center. Again, taxpayer dollars. We have spent $187,000 on a study. We were given a copy of the work plan. That work plan is 25 pages. Now, if I got paid that kind of money per page, I'd be out there doing studies all over the place. But those were questions, along with where in the budget is a consolidated plan for moving forward. None of those things were addressed. Is the Hill Center the best place for right now? Without having that background and understanding where we were going in the future, are the reasons why I voted no.
So two piecemeal of an approach to the future is your concern. Still, you were outvoted on this. What's the sentiment? Clearly, there's some support for this.
Well, and again, I think the issue was, but with other council members, was to trust the administration that they would come up with a plan within the next 3 to 4 years. You know, I go back and I'm looking at a budget that was given to us by the mayor and for our FY 2013 budget, where he actually talks about moving us to the South Washington Armory and spending $450,000 on capital improvement. You know, that was an FY 13, and now we're in an FY 15, and some of the same things that he was asking for are not part of the plan today. At the last minute, I do admit that the person who owns the North Precinct made an offer to the city of a rent-free for a year. That's a savings of $300,000. You know, one of the things that we were talked about during our budget process was putting more money in the rainy day fund. Would it have made more sense to stay there an additional year with that savings and added that to the rainy day fund? You know, I think those are all questions that we did not have an opportunity to sufficiently address before voting on in the budget.
But for now, the move is a done deal.
For now, it is done. It was
to the Hill Center from North Precinct.
Correct.
Our guest is Carol Wood, a longtime city council member in the city of Lansing. We're talking about the new budget and other city business. There's another topic that the council spent a lot of time on Monday evening, and that's whether to change a city ordinance that would allow alcohol sales at the city's Hope Soccer Complex. There appears to be quite a bit of support for this. Backers, including the mayor, say it'll be good for attendance. Where do you stand?
I have some concerns about this. Part of my concern is that we're looking at a venue that is primarily geared toward children. We have heard stories over and over again about enthusiastic parents when their children are involved in sporting activities and how sometimes that can be volatile. Adding alcohol to that mix is a great concern of mine. You know, one of the things that was discussed when this plan first came to us was a concern about a smoke-free environment and changing that complex to smoke-free. Well, I figure if you're concerned enough about a smoke-free environment, then why are we going to alcohol?
Onto the budget itself. No personnel cuts. In fact, the city will be adding three new positions: another city attorney, a social media person, and a human relations staffer. Were these all justified new hires, in your view?
The majority of them were. I am a social media person, and I believe in the importance of doing social media. I just believe that that should have been something that handled by the departments. I'm not sure that there was necessarily a need. We have City TV that could have been something that could have been done through there as well. But
whose social media will this person be handling? Is it just anything and everything, or is it?
Well, that's a good question. It will be housed in the mayor's office. So not sure what that means and how the departments will interact with that and how they'll be putting out that media. But again, right now this is under the mayor's line item and it will be one of his staffers.
Did the city need another person in the legal department?
Over the years, positions became vacant, what we ended up doing was removing them from the org chart instead of filling those positions, especially as we talked about early on with the budget. It was not a decision to fill those positions. So based on that, I think that there is a need to fill that position in the city attorney's office. It allows us to do more work inside instead of asking outside firms to do some of that contract work. And so it's important to make sure that we have the resources to represent the city.
And a human relations staffer, what will that person be doing?
Being a right-hand person for Joan Jackson Johnson, and as many of us know in the community, she's out there doing a great deal with our homeless, with those that have many needs out there. And because of that in our community, she needs that additional help.
Dollars well spent, in your view.
And that place, yes, dollars definitely well spent. We'll also, we're also in the budget having a cadet program, and the importance of a cadet program with the police department is the fact that we're getting young people involved in police work that will eventually end up going to the LCC Academy, and then we will have an opportunity to hire them, and making that transition from when an officer leaves to having a new officer on board less cumbersome. And having some homegrown people involved in our police department.
The city will spend $1.5 million on local roads next year and at least $370,000 on sidewalks. Are those dollars well spent?
Absolutely. And anybody that's driven on our roads understands that we need much more than those dollars that were allocated. If I had my way, I wish we could have bonded for some dollars to add to that for our roads. But again, you got to be able to pay for those bonds. When we're looking at our sidewalk infrastructure, we have many areas that need repairs, as well as what we're doing is calling gap closures. That's where you have sections of the city where you have a sidewalk at one end and a sidewalk at another and a space in between, and we're filling those gap closures.
Now, do you know how and where that $1.5 million will be spent?
Not at this time. What we do is we have a PACER rating that looks at both our sidewalks as well as our roads, making a determination of where things need the most work done at a particular time. In looking at that, there are preventative measures that we could be dealing. Crack sealants, there are a grinding process where you just take off the top layer of a road and put down new asphalt. If you go down to a roadbed and are reconstructing an entire road, you're looking at $1 million a mile.
Now, is $1.5 million on local roads, is that more than in a typical year?
Yes, it is a little more than in a typical year.
A little bit more.
Okay. A little bit more.
Okay. What are the odds the city could again avoid a deficit situation in a year? Are there just too many bridges to cross between now and then? Or, I mean, you've been at this a while. Do you think you could face another zero deficit situation next year?
Well, I think it would depend on what's happening out in the worldwide economy for us to understand that. When we're looking at the state and we're seeing that property values are going up, we received about $500,000 more this year in income taxes than what was projected. We're seeing an incline in revenues. Will that continue? We have to see what the world economy is doing and how that effect will have on us. You know, one of the things that are in the news today are additional recalls with GM. How that will affect our bottom line will be extremely important.
What do you make of that? $1.34 million manufactured at Delta Township alone.
Well, the important thing is, one, to make sure that people are driving safe vehicles. The thing is, are they going to lose faith in the product? And that's going to be the thing that GM has to continue to work on. We believe it's a good product, and that's why, you know, we've invested as a city in keeping GM here, and we're hoping that, you know, through this, that they're also able to create a good image out there.
This is the latest in a slew of recalls, and it's worth, for context, I think it's worth pointing out this morning's Detroit Free Press reporters Brent Snavely and Nathan Bomey. Quote, CEO Mary Barra is taking a chance that it's far better to act voluntarily than to be forced to do something later. So it's a much more aggressive, preemptive approach to recalls, I guess, if you will, although the headline is interesting. Recalls, is GM going too far?
Well, being proactive, I mean, we talk about that with our police department. We talk about that with our roads. We talk about that with a number of things. Being proactive for GM and making sure that people are driving safe vehicles is extremely important, and this is one of those things.
We're running out of time, but I really want to ask you about the potential layoffs in the Lansing School District. They face a $6 million deficit that it needs to respond to in fewer than 6 weeks. The district's proposing privatizing busing, laying off up to 95 employees, not to mention 60 that are part of the bus privatization plan, although some of those people could go to work for Dean Transportation. What do you make of the challenges facing the school district right now in 2014?
It's always difficult dealing with a deficit and deciding what positions need to be cut. One, I have always been a proponent of looking from the top down. Do you have more chiefs than you have workers? Is there the possibility that there are more frontline people that need to look at being laid off versus the people that are doing the job? Privatization, I'm a strong proponent of unions, and so looking at that in the long run, many times what we've seen with privatization is after it is privatized, the cost goes up and you're out of the business, and then it's too hard to get back in. Mm-hmm.
Carol Wood's been our guest. Carol's a longtime member of the Lansing City Council. We've been talking about the FY15 budget and other issues. Carol, many thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.